I'm Alexandra DiTrollio. Vatican Secretary of State Cardinal Pietro Parolin stated, although the sex abuse scandal and the claims in Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano's letter have created, quote, bitterness and worry within the Catholic Church, Pope Francis is approaching the situation with calm. The latest in the sex abuse scandal following the Pennsylvania grand jury report is a claim by the state's attorney general that they have evidence that shows the Vatican knew about a cover-up of sex abuse allegations against priests. The Attorney General, Josh Shapiro, did not specify what evidence they had and added that they don't know if once the Vatican found out about the cover-up, if Pope Francis was informed of it or not. Three minors from El Salvador, ages 12 to 17, who had been separated from their parents when they crossed the border into the U.S., were sexually abused in shelters located in Arizona. The Deputy Foreign Relations Minister for Salvadorans Overseas stated officials were given reports of abuse of the three children by workers at the shelters. The Salvadoran government is providing the families with lawyers, and it will be up to the families to decide what they want to do. The report comes as the Trump administration continues to receive criticism over how long it is taking to reunite families. While most have been reunited, hundreds remain separated. The Trump administration has canceled all U.S. funding to a United Nations program that helps Palestinian refugees. The Washington Post reports an announcement on the cancellation will be coming in the next several weeks. Reportedly, during that announcement, the White House will also criticize the way the UN Relief and Works Agency spends the funds and will ask that the amount of Palestinians recognized as refugees be decreased. The U.S. is the largest single donor to the agency, giving about a third of its $1.1 billion budget. Earlier this year, the White House cut a scheduled payment to the agency from $130 million to $65 million. With the upcoming cancellation, that payment will be the last by the U.S. The Catholic Church in Italy will be taking the majority of migrants from a recently rescued boat off the coast of Italy. The Italian Coast Guard rescued around 180 refugees from an overcrowded boat on August 15th. However, Italy's Interior Minister, Matteo Salvini, would not let the migrants leave the boat and enter the country, saying other countries in the European Union had to take some of the responsibility for caring for them. Ireland and Albania each stated they would take 20 of the migrants, while the Catholic Church in Italy said it would take the remaining refugees. A church-run reception center will provide the refugees with medical care, psychological assistance, and a small introduction to Italy before sending them to a number of different Italian dioceses, where the local Catholic organizations will help them learn Italian and settle into the country. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit AmericanMagazine.org.